Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Wallace Johnson. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Falcone. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pete Falcone. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raines scores. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Backman steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Gullickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a line drive towards the mound. Gullickson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Raines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Raines reaches second base with a double. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Pete Falcone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gullickson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falcone for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falcone fires to first and has Dawson trapped. There's the throw to Gardenhire, who tags Dawson for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. the Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pete Falcone. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorgensen moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Wilson moves to second. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Wilson scores. It's Expos, 3, Mets, 3. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. Foster moves to third. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Spear reaches second base with a double. Jerry White pinch hits for Bill Gullickson. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardenhier bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Brooks moves to third. One out. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik strikes out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Reardon covering, for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cromartie strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.